Hokin Chevalier had written him a note of congratulations. "Dear Oppia, you are probably the most famous man in the world today." Oppie replied on August 27th with a 3-page handwritten letter. Chevalier later described it as filled with the affection and the informal intimacy that had always existed between us. Regarding the bomb, Oppie wrote Chevalier, "The thing had to be done, Hokin. It had to be brought to an open public fruition at a time when all over the world men craved peace as never before, were committed as never before both to technology as a way of life and thought, and to the idea that no man is an island." But he was by no means comfortable with this defense. "Circumstances are heavy with misgiving and far, far more difficult than they should be had we power to remake the world to be as we think it." Oppenheimer had long since decided to resign his job as scientific director. By the end of August, he knew that Harvard, Princeton, and Columbia University were offering him jobs, but his instinct was to return to California. "I have a sense of belonging there which I will probably not get over," he wrote his friend James Conant, Harvard's president. His old friends at Caltech, Dick Tolman and Charlie Lauritsen, were encouraging him to come full-time to Pasadena. Incredibly, a formal offer from Caltech was delayed when its president, Robert Millikan, raised objections. Oppenheimer, he wrote Tolman, was not a good teacher. His original contributions to theoretical physics were probably behind him, and perhaps Caltech had enough Jews on its faculty. But Tolman and others persuaded Millikan to change his mind, and an offer was extended to Oppenheimer on August 31st. By then, Oppenheimer also had been invited to return to Berkeley, which he felt was his real home. Still, he hesitated.
He told Lawrence that he had got in bad with President Robert G. Sproul and Monroe Deutsch, the university provost.
Furthermore, his relations with the physics department chairman, Raymond Burge, were so strained that Oppie said to Lawrence that he thought Burge should be replaced. Lawrence, angered by what he saw as a cavalier display of arrogance, retorted that if Oppie felt this way, perhaps he shouldn't come back to Berkeley. Oppenheimer wrote Lawrence a note of explanation. "I have very mixed and sad feelings about our discussions on Berkeley." Oppie reminded his old friend, "How much more of an underdogger I have always been than you. That is a part of me that is unlikely to change, for I am not ashamed of it." He had not decided what to do, but Lawrence's very strong, very negative reactions gave him pause. Even as Oppenheimer was becoming a household name around the globe, the man who defined himself as an underdogger was plunging into depression.
When they returned to Los Alamos, Kitty told her friend Jean Baker, "You just can't imagine how terrible it's been for me. Robert was just definitely beside himself." Baker was struck by Kitty's emotional state.
She was just afraid for what was going to happen given the terrible reaction that Robert had.